morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. What would we have this Thursday, January 4th, 2018, if we didn't have technical problems? That's always interesting. It's interesting when you, just as you're about to go on the air, suddenly you, your machine says it's experiencing a problem and it has to restart. Isn't that fun? What would we do without that? But I digress. There are a lot of headlines, and it seems like there are innumerable distractions every day in the headlines, like Fire and Fury, a book that no one should care about and no one should read. The Trump-Bannon feud, another thing that no one should care about and no one should be forced to suffer and endure. But I digress. There are, however, some important issues. And it's interesting, you know, the Trump administration, for all the criticism it receives, there are hintings at, I'm still conflicted, there are hintings at the possibility that some good things might be happening, but obviously some of those may be overshadowed by bad things. I don't want to get into specifics yet, but I'm still conflicted. There are, you know, the tax reform, for example, seems like it will be a good thing for middle-class folks, but the system of taxation that we have in this country is patently unconstitutional and amounts to theft. So that's the bigger issue. And so, as I've said in recent weeks, the fact that the tax reform that the Trump administration has been working on passes a paltry, meager, pittance of people's income back to them because it's theirs and it is extorted from them. The fact that this passes a meager pittance back to people is of little consolation in the bigger context, the broader context, if that makes sense. So that's unfortunate, but I don't want to be overcritical because we all know, I mean, like Bill Hicks used to say, when a president gets elected, you know, he said, I have this vision in my head of a guy, you know, who goes into a room of the White House that most people have never heard of, he never knew about, and someone kills the lights and on comes the screen and there's some footage of the Kennedy assassination that plays, but it plays from a vantage point that no one's ever seen before. And then the film goes off and the guy that's puffing on the cigar says, any questions? No, sir. Just, you know, what are my orders? What are my instructions? So there is a certain element of that, even for billionaires in the White House, because when you own the monopoly game, however many specious monopoly notes people may control at the moment really is irrelevant. So there are arguably signs of hope. I mean, I'm not trying to be misguided or Pollyanna, but at the same time, I don't want to be overcritical. But there are real issues, and if we could actually get real things done, something good would happen. So maybe we'll talk about some of that. Anyway, welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Once again, channeling the spirit of Andrew Breitbart, Lysander Spooner, James Otis Jr., and the spirit of 1775. I want to start with a couple of things You know, and speaking of distractions, well, first let me say, I was recently contacted by Dr. Nafiz Ahmed, his Twitter account. I don't know if I'm assuming that he is directly involved, but I don't know. So he reached out to my little tiny Twitter account, and I'll just read you the messages. His message to me initially on December 29th was, "Hey, Road Warrior Radio, hope you are well. Apologies in advance for this out-of-the-blue direct message. I'm reaching out to ask for your support. Since 2014, after being censored by The Guardian, I have run my most important investigative journalism through my crowdfunded news platform, InSurge." And that's over at medium.com/InSurge-intelligence. "Reaching out to you now as someone interested in my work to request you to consider supporting my journalism as a monthly patron via patreon.com/Nafiz. Your support will go toward my investigative journalism fund and allow me to get the next level in commissioning new stories on the biggest challenges and solutions of our time. Thanks sincerely for following and considering this, Nafiz." And so my reply was, "I realize this is probably an automated message, but nonetheless, I really appreciate it. Dr. Nafiz Ahmed, I'm a huge fan of your work. I really appreciate your efforts, and I'll do whatever I can to help. I have cited your work many times on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, as I will continue to do. Additionally, I'll direct my listening audience to the information you've shared with me in an effort to garner further support for your efforts. If you or one of your staff received this message, please accept my humble thanks for the opportunity to help. All the best to you and yours in the coming new year. Sincerely, Chris Hinckley, host Road Warrior Radio." And then the reply that I got back a couple of days ago was this: "Hey, Chris, thanks so much for your kind offer to help, which is truly humbling. Appreciate your support and citation of my work. All the best with your own work, and wish you and yours a great new year." So, you know, this is I guess indicative of a phenomenon that I'm going to try to engage in this year. I'm going to try to do some things, you know, draw some effort together. You've probably been noticing that in recent weeks and months. There are a lot of people that are doing some great work, and Nafiz Ahmed has written some really amazing stories, and I've referred to a number of them. There have been some specific moments and certain subject matter in particular, and I don't know that I want to get into that right now, but he's done some great work. I think it would be hard to argue that. And so the challenge for us who would seek to become better informed, become informed, period, and try to inform one another and try to make a difference in this mess that we find ourselves in the kind of fashion that I mentioned from Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society yesterday, is, I think, twofold. It's difficult to find quality information, which is ironic in the information age, obviously. It's difficult to find concentrated quality information, signal, and not either noise or disinfo. And in addition to that, it's difficult to find it's difficult to navigate this process, if you will, without becoming subject to balkanization efforts, efforts to splinter people up. You know, and it's interesting, as you look around, I mean, this is kind of the order of the day, not just here, but overseas as well. If you look back, for example, at what has been going on since the unholy alliance between bin Saud and bin Wahhab back in 1744, ever since then, Wahhabism has been effectively used as a social virus, as I say, to balkanize areas, including the Ottoman Empire. And look what's happened at that region just in the last 100 years or so. You know, songs like "Now It's Istanbul, Not Constantinople," and countries like so-called Israel and so-called Saudi Arabia that didn't exist. And people today, I don't think, realize that. Most people kind of, even if they're of a generation old enough to know, you know, Saudi Arabia reaches back into the 30s, so-called Israel, so-called Saudi Arabia, you know, so-called Israel back into the 40s. And even if folks are old enough to recall that, you know, within a generation afterward, still, it's been so normalized, I don't think people realize it. And as we look around, I mean, have you seen any of the images? Look at what's happening to the Middle East just over the past 5 decades or so. We are turning it into a pile of rubble and dividing people up, using the Wahhabi, Salafi, and Deobandi primarily social virus, infecting populations and dividing people up along smaller and smaller lines. Look at what's happening to those people. And I mean, just as an example, you know, all of the, from Hezbollah to ISIS and all of the other myriad offshoots of the Afghan Mujahideen from the late 70s, you can see it's a very divisive ideology. It proves my point, I think, just to look back at the 70s and see this is an ideology that doesn't unite people. It's not uniting people. It was never intended to. It balkanizes people. It divides them up. It gets them fighting. You know, it's a radical, puritanical sect. And here's the problem with that, not to get off on this tangent, but you won't hear, you know, if you read up on Wahhabism and Salafism, you won't hear them call themselves Wahhabi or Salafi because they feel like that's a pejorative. It sounds like it's a heretical division of Islam. So they call themselves Muslims, which is like a guy riding around in a white sheet at night saying, "Well, I'm a Christian." Well, no, you're one of those identity guys that, you know, and you have these weird views on this and that, and you're kind of hateful. No, I'm a Christian. It's the same thing. So it's very misleading. It's difficult. You know, again, it's these groups that are wolves in sheep's clothing, masquerading as something really that they're not operating as, not truly, not in orthodoxy, which is the same thing we see in this British Israel. It's not the biblical Israel. It has no tie to Jacob or his descendants directly. So in that sense, it's illegitimate. They should have called it something else. Call it what you want. You know, fine. So you have these, you have this Anglophile network working with other intriguers back before the turn of the 20th century to create this thing. And sure, they're going to create some infighting along the lines of Pike's letter to Mazzini back in 1871 and do all of these bad things. But, you know, why be misleading about it? Well, for obvious reasons, right? But I digress. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
welcome back.
If it hurts.
So, you know, not to get off on a tangent, we'll come back to that. It's an important subject. It kind of ties into everything else that we hear. I mean, I think, for example, of the headlines that have been circulating. We've been hearing about the Iran protests, and that's ridiculous. You can go back iteration after iteration, cycle after cycle, and you know, it's interesting, as some have noted, that we don't talk about Iran until after the 444 Iran hostage crisis, but we should probably go back to at least 1953 or further, when that Anglophile network was stealing Iran's oil resources. Really, again, it's the same old stupid MO. I think of John Candy's character in Stripes, Dewey Oxberger, Ox, playing poker, and basically taking advantage of folks who – the naive, taking advantage of folks who are naive and not wise to the game, not hip to the game. And – of course, I can never forget Nesta Webster's words to that effect, talking about guys like Karl Marx, for example, infiltrating the Workers' Party and basically turning themselves against themselves. And they thought that they were doing a good thing. They thought they were fighting for themselves and freedom. Actually, they're fighting against themselves and one another. And the way Nesta Webster put it, she wrote in World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, page 183, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." And, in a sort of comical version of that, John Candy's character does that. Dewey Oxberger does that. You want to keep playing? Okay, what would you do? And, well, let me see your hand. And he says, if it were me, I'd bet everything. That's a good hand. I'd bet everything. All right, I'm going to call. Oh, man, sorry you lost, but that was good. I mean, are you having fun? Are you learning? That's what these guys do. And they think they're smart, but they're not. It's really despicable. To do something like that and to continue. We have a system that is built on intrigue and deception at so many levels. Layers and layers of intrigue and deception, compartmentalization, plausible deniability. And when Jim where's Jim from? Illinois? I think when Jim calls in, I forget. I apologize, Jim. Jim in Illinois. When Jim in Illinois calls in, he usually reminds us of Exodus chapter 20. And every once in a while when he does that, I mentioned that Exodus chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. And maybe we need to be reminded on a regular basis that Exodus 20:16 instructs us that we shall not bear false witness. But the intrigue and deception in America really is built upon bearing false witness, isn't it? Is that a good thing? I ask rhetorically, but I digress. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. It's so difficult. Do you ever just sit around sometimes thinking about all this stuff and your mind goes through the intricacies and the details, and then you have an opportunity like this to talk about it and it comes out like it's all bad, but it could be good, but it's not. I envy guys like James Corbett for what they do. James Corbett is one of few that has a masterful command of information and knowledge. And so he's obviously one of those sources that I would point people to. And so getting back to that point just briefly, we need to find a way to work together. Again, I would call it a lobster revolution, because there's the old joke, you know, monkeys in a barrel pull each other out, but crabs in a pot pull each other back in. So a lobster revolution would be lobsters pulling each other out of the pot, or maybe refusing to go in the pot because they see how the game works. You know, they whisper to each other before they hit the pot, and maybe that changes things. On a sort of interesting, maybe provocative side note, most people that don't live in under a rock or in a cave, maybe even some that do, know that Dave Chappelle disappeared for a while. And that's an interesting story that he has told a few ways. I mean, his appearance on the Actor's Studio with James Lipton was interesting and provocative. But if you've seen, well, let me just say, the most detailed account of what happened in anecdotal fashion, obviously, because he's a comedian, of what happened and why, that I'm aware of, is his kind of articulation of things in his new Netflix special, The Bird Revelation. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to watch it, especially the last 15 minutes or so. That's kind of where he says, this is what happened. And he mentions a book, and it's a book maybe we all should be reading, because it's, you know, it's very interesting the way that he breaks down what precipitated his trip to Africa and leaving show business, the spotlight, and so forth. There are some articles about it. One of the articles, I think that you can sort of get a flavor for what I'm talking about, is the article in Vulture, vulture.com, a couple of days ago. The headline is "A Close Read of the Pimp Story Dave Chappelle Tells in the Bird Revelation." And actually, it was published yesterday, I guess, January 3rd. But I'll just give you the opening paragraph or two. Dave Chappelle's inexplicable departure from Chappelle's Show and a hefty $50 million contract with Viacom hangs over everything he does. Walking away from a massively successful television show, flying to Africa, and disappearing from the entertainment industry for 12 years is quite a thing to live down. Some people are forever branded with the details of their infamy. Bill Buckner's error in the World Series, Ashley Simpson lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live, Kanye interrupting Taylor, Chappelle carries the brand, but he's maintained the mystery around it. And so one of the more interesting parts of the comedian's New Year's Eve stand-up special drop, The Bird Revelation, comes at the end when he gives the intimate audience in the Comedy Store's belly room, and the audience sitting at home, obviously, a tiny bit of insight into his disappearance from Hollywood in 2005 by recounting a story from Iceberg Slim's book, Pimp, The Story of My Life. So I'll leave you with that, and you can read the rest of the article and watch the special. But Dave Chappelle has some interesting words for all of us, I think, again, in anecdotal fashion, because like he says, you know, I can only tell you so much, basically. But my point here in referencing Dave Chappelle's special, The Bird Revelation, is that his call to all of us to kind of see what's going on, how the game works, and then to sort of band together is very provocative, deeply provocative, I think. Sort of Carlin-esque, you might say, perhaps. So anyway, it would be nice to think that we could all band together, but things are so weird in this society here in America and all around the world. And, you know, speaking of folks that call in, Dave is good about reminding us the quote, you know, if you want to know about water, don't ask the fish. And we're here in this fishbowl in America. And again, you know, I think maybe that's why folks like James Corbett and the sunny climes of Japan are perhaps better positioned, if you will, to assess the lay of the land. But we have to understand that America is a proxy. And we're proxy warriors, the tip of the spear, propagandized in a way to completely blind us to that, obviously. With slogans like, you know, spreading freedom and democracy, America. The contradiction is obvious. 15 of 19 alleged hijackers on 9/11 were Saudis. And I think, as I've been thinking about it, by the way, and I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, I got to get back to the thing that I've been trying to get to for days now. But, you know, as I was thinking about it, I almost feel like the whole 9/11 truth movement is a distraction. It has, if it was never meant to be, it certainly has become. And obviously there are elements of it that have been limited hangouts and straw man and all that kind of stuff. But just in total, in its entirety, it's almost a distraction. I think it would be better to just adopt the official story in a sense. It's not good to let that go. I'm not saying that. It was obviously a false flag. It was obviously orchestrated and engineered. It's painfully obvious when you have, you know, Aaron Russo saying, Nick Rockefeller told me something big was going to happen 11 months before 9/11. And finally, when we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, I went, oh, that's what that was. William Milton, Bill Cooper warning us in June, they're going to try to blame something on Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it? Some, you know, doofus jerk off reporter goes into a cave somewhere. The military-industrial complex spends almost, you know, $500 billion a year. They're looking for Osama bin Laden, and as Bill Cooper said, and they can't find him. Yet some doofus reporter goes into a cave with a camera crew. And, you know, it's interesting when you see these specials. No offense to the guys, but, you know, Frontline PBS, they've done a number of segments on ISIS, and quite frankly, there's enough there at PBS Frontline to indict, to convict, so to speak, for people to understand. Just go watch those videos. It's in total, I think it's only maybe like 2 or 3 hours, really, maybe a little more, 4 to 5. But still, they've done some great stuff. You got to sift through a little disinfo, but there's a lot of signal in there. There's one segment that I want to play in particular that talks about how, for example, America, the United States military-industrial complex, is working with certain rebel groups in Syria while Russia works with certain other rebel groups. Isn't that exactly what we did in Afghanistan? Huh. Oh, rinse and repeat. Imagine that. See, if we could just see that and stop listening to the rebel group and, you know, freedom fighters and all this nonsense. If you're arming terrorists, nothing good is going to come of that. If you're arming Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi ideologues, Nothing good is going to come from that. Even Frontline has talked about how ISIS is using Saudi textbooks. So if ISIS goes away, yay, we've cured the problem, right? Nope, the ideology still exists. The Saudi infection still exists. The problem still exists. It's worse. We're getting to a point, if we don't nip it in the bud, that eventually there are going to be five Wahhabi ideologues in every household of three people. Not as part of that house, but, you know, basically invaders. That's what it's coming down to. We're being balkanized down to a one-to-one ratio, and all that's going to be left are the ideologues. In America, we should be armed in the fashion that the founding friends, as Jim would say, advocated, and I'll constantly remind ourselves the Second Amendment is not for self-defense or hunting. It's to defend ourselves against rogue political regimes, which connotes the idea of banding together, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. We can haggle over constitution or confederation and so forth, but, I mean, isn't that kind of an essential lesson that history teaches us? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. It implies certain prerequisites, if you will. And of course, you know, the next words are the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right is not granted by the Second Amendment. It is enumerated. Then from whence does it derive? So folks were doing that. You know, I think the World War II generation did a pretty good job of that. They were pretty loyal. They stuck together pretty well, and there were lines that they would not cross, which is why I've said over the years, I think as we have been losing the World War II generation, we've been slipping. You know, they were a bulwark in this society. There were lines they would not cross that we cross every day these days. Speaking of Nafees Ahmed, we've heard all the warnings, and I realize I'm jumping around a little bit, and I need to get back to the more important orders of the day. But speaking of Nafees Ahmed, and I would encourage folks to support his work. I think he does a lot of great work. He obviously cares about what he does. Anyway, you know, and we get drawn into these factious disputes. Well, you know, this guy, that guy, whatever. I understand. But, you know, why don't we view alternative information in the same fashion that we view Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or, you know, all of it? It's all the same. Democracy Now!, Axios, The Intercept, it's all the same. You know, billionaires like Pierre Omidyar don't start news networks for no reason. You know what I mean? So we should view it all with a grain of salt. Be wise and discerning. It's that simple. Come on. We don't need to fight over this stuff. Let's band together and do our level best not to be infiltrated in COINTELPRO or PATCON fashion. Get to Signal and start making things better instead of being divided against ourselves. That's the problem. You know, you always have these kooks that get together and get infiltrated, and in COINTELPRO and PATCON fashion, suddenly, you know, either their group is broken apart and or they're used as patsies, useful idiots, and Manchurian candidates of various kinds. You know, it's really tragic and unfortunate. Or if the FBI can't find groups like that, they'll make them. But I digress. So along those lines, and speaking of Nafiz Ahmed, I just mentioned recently how, I think it was yesterday and other times that Mark Zuckerberg said back in 2011 at the FATE conference, the F8 conference, that Facebook wants to be the social layer of the web, not necessarily a website. Well, Nafiz Ahmed's article on December 29th, Facebook will become more powerful than the NSA in less than 10 years unless we stop it, is a pretty good article. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Real quick on that piece, you know, the warnings, we've heard all the warnings, right? Sean Parker at Axios warning that, I mean, just admitting we knew that social media took advantage, exploited a vulnerability in human psychology, basically. And, you know, this infinite feedback loop, basically, that they exploited. And we did it anyway, he said. Chamath Palihapitiya's warnings, numerous recently, the article, The Data That Turned the World Upside Down, focusing on Michael Kaczynski's work and the fact that he can tell you what you're thinking better than you can yourself in some cases, depending on how many hundreds of likes on Facebook. Not the content you post, but the likes. Think about that. And the studies, you know, Facebook's the research projects that they've engaged in the last few years. I mean, it's pretty obvious it's a CIA PSYOP platform. And it's kind of, you know, it's the MK Ultra grand dream. You voluntarily participate. How great. We don't have to drug kids on campus without their knowledge anymore. They'll just pour themselves into, you know, Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a video not long ago, I don't think, maybe it was about a year or so ago, about MK Ultra and some different stuff. I don't remember the title, but Melissa Dykes was talking about how the digital stuff, it, you know, the drug stuff that we heard about in the congressional oversight hearings was probably more of a cover than anything for the most nefarious stuff that they were doing, which makes perfect sense. But the illusion, I think, or the hinting, and I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but what I got from it was, you know, she was basically saying maybe this digital stuff that we see today and all of the patents and things that we've seen from these cybernetic totalists that always seem to be in bed with the government, maybe that's where this stuff was really going, the mind control stuff. Maybe. And Facebook has always had close ties to the military-industrial complex. It's hard to argue that there is any separation. And, you know, you look at any of these companies, they all admit. I mean, I talk about that talk that Larry Ellison did in 2015 where he mentioned the M7 Spark chip, the Spark M7 chip, and how it has chip-level encryption, which means they can lock you out but let the, you know, the establishment in. But he said, remember, you know, our Oracle's first client was the CIA, so we know guys like Bezos and others have huge deals with the CIA and intelligence complex. So this is the grand dream of these folks. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in the second hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.